Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. The Marvel Comics universe is full of giant monster conquerors with crazy powers, and yet a giant by the name of Ulvar manages to stand out. A creation of Stan Lee, Larry Lieber, and Jack Kirby from a 1960 edition of Journey into Mystery. The story, as recounted in Monsters, Creatures of the Marvel Universe Explored by Kelly Knox, actually begins with another giant alien conqueror, Gigantes the Atlantean, who arises from his undersea kingdom to lay claim to coastal San Diego and also presumably the world. After poking around the surface world for a bit, staking out the claim, if you will, Gigantes returns to the waters to report back home to Atlantis, and here he encounters an even taller, even more intimidating giant standing in the ocean. It is Ulvar. Ulvar stands a good 1,000 feet or 304.8 meters tall and absolutely towers over the puny Atlantean far beneath him. In a booming voice, it proclaims that Earth is now the property of the planet Centaurus II, so hands off. This, of course, leaves Gigantes with no other option but to return home to the ocean depths in defeat. It's only then in the comic that it's revealed that Ulvar is not an alien conqueror at all, but a giant decoy built by humans to scare away their would-be conquerors. The illustrations in Knox's book reveal that Ulvar was atomic-powered and commanded from a central control room inside the body, yet this is not a fighting robot like your Mechagodzillas or your Voltrons. No, Ulvar was nothing but a highly successful technological bluff. Later, we learn that Ulvar was eventually dismantled, so complete was his victory, and his head now rests on the ocean floor. Now, I loved this story the moment I read it. Such a ridiculous twist. But I was at a loss as how to really tie it into anything on The Monster Fact, you know, aside from decoys and scarecrows, which we may come back to this Halloween on Stuff to Blow Your Mind. But then I heard the story of Italian fisherman and conservationist Paolo Fancioli, as detailed in a 2020 Guardian story by Giorgio Giglioni. Italian law already banned environmentally destructive trawling nets in its waters, and Tuscan authorities took to dropping blocks of concrete on the sea floor to disrupt the nets of illegal trawlers. But Fancioli and others noticed that these were spaced too far apart to make much difference. With permission, he began to sink more blocks of stone, but decided to take things in a more artistic direction. A local quarry donated 100 blocks of granite, and local artists volunteered to shape them into stone guardians that now occupy an underwater sculpture garden to both deter illegal fishers, but also to attract scuba diving tourists. Like Ulvar, they serve as stone guardians on the seafloor, though they're a direct physical deterrent rather than a communicative one. Now, another possible connection to make with the real world and Ulvar here would be the concept of using artistic creations such as sculpture to warn future generations about radioactive sites. The Landscape of Thorns concept by architect Michael Brill, proposed in 1993, is one of the more evocative of these. Proposed for the U.S. Department of Energy report for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, or WIPP, it envisioned a series of jagged concrete thorns emerging from the ground of a radioactive site. This was one of several proposed long-term nuclear waste warning messages from the 1993 Sandia National Laboratories report, that included other threatening works of stone or earth, but no giant aliens. At least with the fictional Ulvar example, humans knew who to direct the message at. Gigantus, the Atlantean. In the comics, they'd already met him. They'd seen him around the surface world. But creating a non-linguistic message for human beings 10,000 years in the future is another matter altogether. Finally, Ulvar can be thought of as a kind of tongue-in-cheek opposite to the Pioneer plaque that would be later placed on board the 1972 Pioneer 10 and 1973 Pioneer 11 spacecraft, serving as a kind of time capsule, but also potentially as a message to alien beings. This is what we are, and here is what we were. Ulvar's message, however, is simply, don't mess with us, we're 1,000-foot-tall monsters. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.